And it's Audio Week, day five, I think. And it was well over halfway through the week now. And if you recall, I've tried to do audio booze with Windows Phone in the past when my iPhone got very wet and had to be dried out for a few days. And recently my iPhone, there's a problem with the motherboard and you can't actually be heard when you're making phone calls, and there's a few other problems and it's been crashing a lot. So I've pretty much retired it to being a glorified iPod. And I've been back with the Windows Phone, kind of realising how much it sucks. But that's something I've kind of talked about a bit, fair bit in another recording. So I'm now kind of trying out Android with a view to possibly buying a nice spiffy, probably a Samsung, I guess, in a few weeks' time. I'm not going to buy it straight away because Samsung has got big announcements, I think, on the 4th of September. So I'm holding off. There's very strong rumours of a Note 3, which will either mean that'll be the one I really want, or possibly it'll mean a big price reduction for the Note 2, because it won't be the new sexy thing anymore. And I've pretty much decided that that's the form factor I want to have, is a Note, because I really like the pen for drawing and so on. So I'm using a Nexus One phone now, recording this on that, and to kind of get my brain into Android and, you know, what are the good Android apps and so on. One of the problems I've had with this particular phone is it's got a really small internal memory. And okay, you can shove a SD card in it, but one of the problems with Android, particularly Android 2.1, which I think is what this is running, is that very few applications are installable on the SD card. So once I've fitted the phone out with the kind of must-have things for social media, so there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Audioboo, obviously, I'm starting to and WordPress, I'm starting to run out of space, and it's kind of complaining a lot. So that's one of the downsides of this phone. I think it opens up a whole can of worms, because I think the only way I can fix this problem is by rooting the phone and then installing various patches that allow me to actually install things on the SD card that aren't, quotes, meant to, quotes, be installed on the SD card. So it's kind of just reminding me in a way how easy using the iPhone has been, and how little hacking I've had to do to the thing to, apart from the obvious ubiquitous jailbreak, which is pretty much a requirement in my opinion, but how easy it is to use the thing compared with other devices. And it's given the way I've worked has evolved from using the iPhone. A lot of the things I'm used to using, software I'm used to playing with, suddenly isn't there anymore. I've got to find kind of fixes and ways around it. And I think that's one of the things to bear in mind if you are in the market for some kind of smartphone that does exactly what you want, is to be wary of being channeled down certain tracks of doing things, certain ways of doing things, because it does become a bit of a dependency thing. And but also to really, you know, appreciate what hardware and software does for you and makes things really straightforward. Because when you have to kind of change the way you do things, or when you have to try and find fixes and tricks in order to do certain things that the phone manufacturers or the software producers don't really want you to do, that's when, you know, you realize that as a fairly tech savvy person, it's easy for me to do, but actually the vast majority of people out there can't, and so they get stuck doing what they do in the way that they've been told they have to do it. And that's wrong. And I think we should make sure that technology is open to people to use the way they want to use it. And I think that's a big thing to remember when you're buying a new phone.